أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال أراغب أنت عن آلهتي يا إبراهيم لئن لم تنتهي لأرجمنك واهجرني مليا قال سلام عليك سأستغفر لك ربي إنه كان بي حفيا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 46 and 47 of Surah Maryam. In the last verses, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala related that powerful da'wat that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam had given to his father, words of wisdom, at the same time respect, adab and etiquette was also shown. And now the father's response to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, قَالَ أَرَاغِبٌ أَنْتَ عَنْ آلِهَتِي يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. O Ibrahim, have you become averse to my gods, my deities, O Ibrahim? If that is the case, لَإِنْ لَمْ تَنْتَهِ, if you do not desist, you do not stop, لَأَرُجُمَنَّكَ, then I will stone you, in other words, stone you to death, wahjurni maliya, and separate from me for a long period of time, in other words, forever. Now this Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala relates, and there is a particular reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is relating it the way it was said. Love in the heart. What is that heart inclined towards? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. Those who have brought iman, they are most intense, most profound, and they love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala the most. In other words, their hearts are filled with the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is showing Azar, the father of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, his love for his idols, his love for his gods had reached that limit and that extent that he was prepared to kill his son for that, and he is now suggesting a separation forever and ever, and if you don't leave my side, then I will kill you. So this is what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is bringing about here, that when we bring iman in Allah, we love Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then that love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be so intense that it is only Allah whose love is in our hearts. We only do things for Allah. The ikhlas and the sincerity is only for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hence, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam sees that now he is helpless. This is the threat that he has got. But at the same time, he has a mission. He has an objective, and he needs to continue his mission. He needs to continue the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and for that he'll need to sacrifice, and he has to make that sacrifice. Hence Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam's response, qala salamun alayk, peace be upon you. This peace that he is now making salam is one of separation. Some ulama said in it there is that connotation of compassion for his father, there is love for his father, but now he realizes that this is the period, this is the time that has come, that we have to separate paths, we have to now go our own way, because I have the love of Allah in my heart, my father has the love of his idols. He realized that there is no other way but now separation. However, a loving son says to his father that is most beloved to him, سَأَسْتَغْفِرُ لَكَ رَبِّي. I've seen that you're worshipping idols. It's a major sin. It is shirk, ascribing partners to Allah. It is kufr. And in the courts of Allah, you are going to be questioned. The only one thing I can do for you is I can seek forgiveness for you from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That is all I can do. And in the other ayats of the Quran, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala takes the discussion further, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam that his father had left this world in a state of shirk, And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam hence could not pray for his father. He could not make any more dua for his father because of the fact that the father had left this world in a state of shirk and disbelief. Here seeking forgiveness obviously is asking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to give hidayah to his father. But now he is passed on and hence Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam desists and he makes no more dua for his father's forgiveness in the courts of Allah. Innahu ka nabi hafiya. And certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most compassionate. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is most kind to me that wherever I go, I may be alone as far as the world may see, but I'm never alone because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is with me. That compassion that Allah had for me all the time will continue, and with the strength of Allah, I will continue this work of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Inshallah, brothers, we'll make some zikrullah. Those who want to make zikr can carry on. The others are free to leave, inshallah. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.